Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376.
Well, the cattle complex seems likely to open on a firm basis this morning. Supported by follow-through buying and late-week short covering, the hog futures should begin moderately higher this morning thanks to ongoing constructive fundamentals. Now, here's the eye-opening question for feedlot managers today. Did we trade enough cattle on Wednesday to call it quits? We think there is still inventory on the late-week shelf, but given yesterday's stiff recovery in futures, leftover steers and heifers are probably priced on a firmer basis. Now, Friday's cash hog trade should be well-supported with firm bids, much as it has been throughout the week, assuming that today's kill totals close to 430,000 head, with the Saturday effort right at 135,000. The week's total slaughter should be close to 2.3 million. Now, hog futures should open moderately higher this morning, with buyers continuing to focus more on nearby than on deferred. Well, China's week-long Lunar New Year holiday has come to an end, sparking a rally of 7 cents in the soybean market just overnight. However, gains grains couldn't hold initial rallies, with all three major markets showing losses early this morning. Though the U.S. dollar index was higher, financial markets in general were tentative ahead of today's release of January jobs data. Gold was lower, while crude oil continued to rally overnight. Now, the winter wheat contracts quietly lower overnight, though traders will keep a close eye on the U.S. dollar index as it reacts to January's job data. Similar to the discussion in soybeans, new crop winter wheat futures have seen a three-day rally against the prevailing minor downtrend on daily charts. Now, the corn has slipped back into a sideways pattern on its daily charts, though the ranges are higher than the previous sideways trend. March is now stuck between support near 356 and resistance at its most recent high of 371, while new crop December bounces between 385.5 and 396.75. And on the soybeans, well, soybeans remain an interesting technical study, showing a classic 3 days against the prevailing trend, equating to wave B of a three-wave downtrend. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our cattle futures, February live cattle was down 130. Make that up 130 yesterday, 116.87. April up 177 at 115.47. March feeder cattle up 167 at 123.75. And April was up 187 at 123.60. February hogs up 92 at 70.35. And the April up 47 cents at 69.57. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 3 cents, 443.5. May was up 2 and 3 quarters at 456. Chicago wheat, March up 3 quarters at 434.5. May was up a penny at 447. March corn down 3 quarters at 367.5, and May was down 3 quarters at 375. March soy was up a half penny at 1037.25. May was up a half cent at 1047.25. March cotton was down 53, 76.38. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.